Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
Let's talk about something fun today. My job as a strategist, as a consultant, is to solve problems, right? That I literally do that for a living for business owners. As a CEO yourself, your job is to solve problems in your business on a day-to-day basis. Now, problems can be something that feel extremely stressful and daunting and hard, or they can feel very fun and intriguing and just like another project that you're taking care of, right? The same situation to different people can feel very, very, very different to tackle. And what I want to dive into today is how do you create for yourself this habit of being extremely creative, this habit of being extremely resilient and different in the way that you solve your problems, all right? In the way that you solve any situation that comes up in your business and in your life. And I guarantee you, it'll make life so much more fun than what most CEOs experience. There are several habits that you can develop and you can start integrating right now in your life, in your day-to-day, to become better at problem solving creatively. And the more you do this, I guarantee you, the less stress you're going to feel, because you will feel like you have tools to get the juices flowing so that you have the ideas. Most of us have a type of environment that when we're in, we just have better ideas. Most of us have that. For me, typically, and I like, it's weird, but for me, it's in the shower. It's typically after I've worked out and I am in the shower and solutions will just pop up, right? All the time. Sometimes it'll be literally as I'm talking to people. And this has been working for me, especially since I started training my intuition so much more, where literally as I'm talking to somebody or as I am, thinking about something and then letting it rest, all of a sudden it's like I see all of the pieces just fall together in front of my eyes, probably because I'm very visual, but like I will literally see it, right? And it comes from practice and it comes from specific habits. And I am going to share them with you. Now, this list is not extensive by any means. For different people, it's going to be also, you know, you might have something else that helps you with this, but I believe that they're general enough that you can find within each of them like your specific way of doing this. My number one way of developing this and maintaining this creative inspiration for myself is actually a lot of input. Now, what I mean by that, it's actually consuming something that is different from my day-to-day. Books, listening to podcasts, doing things that will get me out of my regular thinking and teach me something new so that my brain starts connecting things differently, right? When we're not consuming anything, and I know some people will tell you, oh, you know, information overload, I want to be able to channel X, Y, and Z, and it to come from me, totally, you can do that. I do believe that there's a time and space for both, and it is important to not be stuck in what we think we know and in the information that we already have. I believe that that keeps a lot of people stuck, right? There's a reason why the people who created the most impact in this world were also people who were learning a lot from others, all right? That is just proven across time and space. Go and check it. It is proven. So if you want to be in a mental space, mental capacity of being able to solve problems and to solve tough problems, things that you don't know, I believe it is important for our brains to be making new connections on a day-to-day basis. And the easiest way to do that is to just feed it new things. Right now, I was just thinking about, my husband was looking at me like, really? I'm reading a book on the changing world order, like how different empires rose and collapsed by Ray Dalio, right? Rose and collapsed over time, and how there is a cycle to all of that, that we can actually start looking at and predicting what's going to happen, right? And I'm reading it and I'm finding it fascinating. Although it has nothing to do with, it's not directly at least related to business coaching and online strategies or any of that, but it is about the way that the world functions. And I do believe that everything is in cycle in this world, right? So when you understand the cycles, you definitely understand things better. And for me, even when I'm looking at what I do in business and how I solve problems for clients, I am not just looking at it from the lens of what most people look at in online marketing or in sales. I am bringing what I know from Eastern philosophies and from the yin yang philosophies and what I've learned in martial arts in general, what I've learned from strategic project management when I was in my master's, when I learned from information systems when I was doing my bachelor's, what I've learned from being from and living literally across the world, different cultures, etc. Like I literally bring all of those pieces together. It helps me connect and think differently and view things from a different perspective, right? And everybody can do that. It's just a matter of feeding your mind things that you're not used to feeding it. Because if you're constantly repeating the same patterns, repeating the same things, consuming the same things, you're going to keep thinking the same way. And so if there's one thing that you can start changing right now and shifting is what you consume. Be more broad in what you're consuming. Consume things that you're not used to consuming, right? And read, listen to podcasts that are going to educate you. Listen to different opinions. You might not agree with a lot of them. That's okay. But listen to different opinions so that your brain can start making new connections different from what you've been accustomed to. All right. So input, I believe, is extremely, extremely, extremely important. To go with the input, another aspect that I think is equally as crucial is output. So you can't just feed your system with stuff and let it marinate then. The best way to process all of this and to force your mind to make new connections and to synthesize information and to draw conclusions, to draw new ways of thinking is to take what you're taking in, digesting it and outputting information yourself. And that can be in the form of a podcast. It can be because you're writing. It can be because you're recording video content and sharing with the world. It can be in the way that you serve your clients. Maybe you're creating resources and content from them and teaching from the new learnings that you're getting. But output is, in my humble opinion, one of the most effective ways for you to process information and to force your mind to be creative and to synthesize and to digest and to creatively output new information yourself. All right. So input and creative output are two things that you can start doing right away. And especially, I mean, if you've been writing content already, like a lot of business owners that I know, they have content that they put out to the world anyway, because that is their way to do marketing. But I want you to ask yourself, is it still the same old stuff, or are you learning new things and bringing new things to your audience? If you're not learning new things and actually bringing new information, new perspective, elevated ways of thinking, new frameworks, etc., to your people, then there's no real creativity there. We're just really recycling what we've been saying and doing over and over and over again. Okay. And I do see a lot of people do that. All right. So a lot of input, new input, different input, diversified input, and your own creative output. All right. Those are the first two habits that I really, really want you to start implementing. And I guarantee you, you're going to start feeling so much smarter. It'll give you confidence because you can actually reference new things. You can give examples to people. You can share points of view, and you can share information that a lot of people will have never, ever come across, right? So it is extremely fulfilling. I can tell you that. All right. Number three is question everything. Now, this one is harder. This one is harder because we don't necessarily realize when we're taking things for face value all the time. But I know for me, it is something that started, and I remember exactly the day that I started questioning everything, whether it was true or false. When I was a kid, I used to ask questions a lot, right? About everything. Just like my daughter's driving me crazy right now. I used to be the same way. But that was more in an effort to understand how the world functioned. But when I was 14 years old and I moved out of my parents' house because they shipped me to France alone, me and my best friend were in boarding school. We didn't know anybody, but we had no choice. Like if we wanted to continue going to school, we had to leave Saudi Arabia back then. That's just how it was. And me leaving the only place I had lived in up to that point, where lifestyle was very, very, very different, especially back in the 90s, right? And arriving in France and realizing that, oh my God, like these people have a completely different lifestyle. They don't believe in the same things I believe. They don't have the same rituals. They don't have the same culture. They don't have what's considered good manners here versus where I was, or bad manners is completely different. Like for me, that was a huge clash of realities and a huge clash of what people say to be true, right? And I do remember still, and I think I shared this on the podcast before, but calling my dad, and I was so fascinated, but at the same time, it was a little bit scary. And I remember asking him, it's so weird, Daddy. It's like everyone here believes things that are completely different from us, and yet they're still happy, right? Like that is a funny question to ask, or that is a funny comment to make now that I think of it. But that's literally how I felt. I was very surprised that people could believe completely differently from what I was told was reality and still be happy. It was a huge clash, but that started the whole concept. I remember my dad laughed and he was like, it's good. You're supposed to doubt everything. You're supposed to ask questions about everything like that. It is not a bad thing to question everything that you grew up with. It is normal. And that's what you need to continue doing, right? And so for me, that started a whole new way of looking at the world and a whole new paradigm where everything comes to me through the lens of, is this universal or is it just an opinion, right? Is this universal or is it just an opinion? And 99% of the stuff that we say or hear or repeat is opinions, right? It's funny, we were doing this strategic planning retreat like for 3 days with just our leadership team and brainstorming where we're going next and what we're going to be testing, etc. And at some point I just told everybody, I want data. Like God is the only entity that I accept to believe in, even if I've never seen it, right? Everything else needs to have data, needs to be proven. We don't know if it's true until it is proven. So that's what I want you to think about. When you finish your day, right, I want you to take some time and actually reflect. Think about it. What happened today? What did you just run with? What did you determine? Is there something that happened during the day or something that was said to you or something that you said to other people that was just an opinion or something that you've been repeated but without asking yourself really, is that really true? Or is that just something that everyone was saying and so I adopted it as is, right? A lot of our limiting beliefs come from that, but also a lot of just even principles that we abide by. We don't really know why, but we've always been doing it like that. So it just stays as a, as what we consider the truth and what we decide that we're going to abide by no matter what. But I want you to question everything, to question when you're about to make a decision and you think, hey, you know what? I should not do it this way. Because what? Because it's not how you've done it so far? Because it is not what most people around you do? Like, because of what? I want you to question everything, okay? And by questioning what people tell you, I question in my mind what even clients are telling me all the time. Like, is that really true? It's probably a story, right? Is that really true? And by digging like that, you always find new information. You always find other layers that are hidden because what is out there and the way that we perceive the information either, as I said, it is stories that people are just feeding themselves and you're hearing it, or it is our own stories that we're using to understand the information that we have. Either way is very surface level and it is not the reality, and you have to question it. You have to question it. Because as I said, sometimes it's our own understanding of the world or whatever we experienced like 10 minutes before that is going to come and taint what we're experiencing now. And we're going to make a truth out of whatever we're seeing in the moment. But I want you to question that as well. By questioning all the time, you're going to be able to see things in so many different angles and so many different ways, which is going to give you new sources and ideas for solution. You're going to start looking at things through so many layers that you're going to find solutions that most people would have never found, because most people don't take the time to do that, to question things and question their assumptions, etc. Okay, so make sure that you question things, all right? Even if it's, this one is an, it's not an easy habit. For me, it was almost created by default because of a huge life change, right? But it is possible by even bringing that awareness, that question to your awareness on a daily basis, at the end of the day, or, you know, when you're taking a break, or when you just finished a conversation, just take a couple minutes, ask yourself, like, was everything that we talked about, was it true? Or is there anything in there that maybe was an assumption or it's an opinion, and we're moving as if it was, you know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Okay, so think about that. Number four, because I talked about the input, I talked about the output, I talked about reflections on a daily basis, so that you can actually question all of your assumptions and people's stories. Number four is, it's kind of linked to the reflection piece, but it's learning from the lessons. That from the things that happened to you or that you experienced through other people, but learning and connecting dots. What do I mean by that? Especially when, whether something goes really, really well, something goes really, really bad, we tend to either celebrate it and then move on, or just avoid it, especially if it was really bad, really bad, right? And so what I want you to start doing more of now is, again, this is why reflection is so, so, so good. At the end of the day, okay, at the end of each of your days, when you're doing your reflection time, which I really suggest that you do, is take a few minutes and think about, okay, what went really, really well today? What can I learn from it? What went really, really bad today? What can I learn from it? The stuff that we're really good and that you can learn from, take those things and look at how else can you apply them in your life, right? Maybe you had a really, really, really good workout this morning. And you know that the reason why you had your workout was because you were super prepared and you felt super calm before because you did X, Y, and Z. Well, look at how you can create the same level of calm next time you go into a meeting, for example, right? Does that make sense? So you're connecting things that don't seem related, but that activity of looking at how you can take one thing and apply it to something else is creative problem solving, all right? So think about it that way. Or maybe you just had a really, really hard conversation with a team member, right? And, or maybe you had to fire somebody, right? Happens to the best of us. And take the time to think about, what did you learn from that? Are there things that you could have done to detect whatever the problem was much earlier? How can you take those things and, you know, start implementing them now, whether in your work arena or maybe in your personal life, or maybe it's talking to your banker or whatever that is? How can you take those learnings but apply them to different areas of your life? And again, I guarantee you, you start doing that, you start solving so many problems in a very, very creative way. And it's actually super, super fun. Like, for example, for me, I shared a couple of podcast episodes ago that I love, love, love to set up my environment for success. I love to set up things so I don't have to think about it. Just the same way that I wear black clothes every time that I work out. Like, I don't even, it doesn't even matter if it's, you know, the black leggings that are like to my ankles or the black leggings that get to my calves. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just black leggings and a top and some black socks and my black shoes, right? For me, that's the same concept that I like to use when it comes to finances, for example, and automating certain things, or when it comes to my skincare and having things in specific places so that my workflow of applying my skincare is easy and it's actually enjoyable. Does that make sense? So it's the same process, but I'm looking at how can I apply it in other ways in my life so it's easier. And it's the same process, it's a very similar process that I looked at when it came to just cooking in general and having food ready for our house. I make it just very easy, especially when my husband's not here. All right. So that's what I mean. All right. The last piece, and it's funny, I just talked about exercise, but I don't believe it is very easy to be very creative over a long period of time without taking care of your physical body. I believe, now don't come and tell me, Kyrie, that's not true. I know a lot of very, very creative people who don't work out. Absolutely. That is possible. Okay. I'm not saying it is not possible, but what I'm saying is it is not easy. And even those people would probably be even more effective and even more creative if they did move their body on a regular basis. And it can be as simple as you know, walking every single day. But when you don't move your body, it is for me like stale water. Stale water, you leave it and it becomes very murky and it doesn't move. And when things don't move, there's no flow in them, right? And creativity is through flow. It is a movement of energy at the end of the day. So the body has to move, and the people who are most resilient and most creative at solving problems, when you look at even like the most impactful business people in the world or in any arena, they also, why? Is it a coincidence? But they're also typically in good physical shape. Right? So that is something that you want to ask yourself too. Like, why is that? And it's been proven. There's been many, many studies on that as well. And moving your body and taking care of your body on a regular basis will just make you more resilient. Number one, that is a reality. It'll make the energy move through your body on a day-to-day basis. And creativity requires that movement of energy. All right. So making sure that you take care of yourself on a day-to-day, that you're actually taking care of your physical exercise as well as your sleep, is extremely important if you want to be very creative and to have the capacity to solve tough problems. All right. So those are five habits that you can start implementing right away to really make yourself more, I don't want to say smarter. I was going to say more intelligent, but that's not the word that I would use to describe this, but really more creative. You will feel more intelligent, but it's really what I'm talking about is creativity. All right. Hope this was helpful. Go and implement it. Don't just listen to what I'm saying and not do anything about it. Remember, I said input and output are important. All right. So take this information and go do something with it. I love you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kyrie Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.